people have to travel 5-6 hours to get to a hospital. So now we are connecting the public to doctors, and we are also solving the problem of self-medicating rates, because most people go to pharmacies because there are no regulations around self-medicating. So they buy any drug and they self-medicate, and it's very dangerous. And we are giving the public information that will keep them healthy, prevent them from getting certain kinds of illnesses.
Okay, so that was the problem you had to solve. What did you come up with? What is BESA and how does it work?
So BESA is a health application that is available on any mobile device, whether you use an Android, an iPhone, an iOS, or even a low-end mobile phone. You can use BESA to talk to our doctors, ask them questions, and get health information.
And those doctors that are helping you out, are they doing this a charity for free? Are they donating their time? Where do they come from?
Yeah, they are volunteering. They believe in the work we are doing. They know something like this is very well needed in the public, so we have volunteer doctors. Occasionally, we give them some perks like free bandwidth. We also give them the platform to connect to their own fellow expertise. So,
specifically on the issue of HIV and AIDS, how does BESA help people?
Yeah, so BESA is giving you a chance to talk to an HIV specialist, and we are going to be giving you locations on where to get testing. We are going to give you good reasons why you have to be tested. So BESA is a tool that is giving the public even more fun information about HIV. We want to remove the whole, we are making it simple for people to have HIV and AIDS information without feeling stigmatized or anything.
And the fact that it's not face-to-face, I imagine for some groups, and I'm thinking specifically young and women here, it's not so easy for them to speak out. This helps them get accurate answers to their questions.
Yes, it gives them a lot, because for my society in Ghana, we are very conservative. So this tool is powering them to sit at the comfort of their home and ask questions without going through the pain of going to sit in front of a health expert and feel embarrassed and not talk about the real issues. We are giving them the chance to even do this anonymously. You don't need to give us your information. All you need to do is ask the question, and I expect to get back to you.
How do you collaborate with the ILO?
So the International Labour Organization is going to bring more technical expertise in terms of content and information on labour rights. You know, people need to know their rights at the workplace, and the ILO is going to be bringing that, and as well HIV/AIDS. You know, we've been getting the content, but the content is sourced from different areas. But now we are going to get it from right technical experts from the International Labour Organization. And they are also going to help us further build the technology.
So the tool is going to expand beyond medical and into other parts of people's lives?
Yeah, so the name for the tool is called BESA, and it means ask. So even from the onset, we knew it was going to expand. So working with the ILO is just a step in the right direction.